Hey, good morning. Happy Monday. After the weekend, a lot of times I kind of feel a little bit slothful. And sometimes I feel kind of like a sluggard on Monday, especially early in the morning. I guess that's because, Sundays are very tiring for me and Monday is kind of a recovery day. And so I want to talk today about the word sluggard. The Hebrew word, thus translated, is found 12 times in the book of Proverbs. Five times that word is translated sluggard, and the other seven times it is translated slothful. The English word sluggard and slothful both indicate slowness of movement. Slothful is defined as the habitual disinclination to exertion, indolence, laziness. That's dictionary.com. That often describes me on a Monday morning. And sluggard describes a person who is habitually inactive or lazy. Again, that's dictionary.com. A sluggard can simply be a slothful person. Proverbs uses these terms numerous times to encourage the reader to become active and even proactive in every aspect of their lives, especially to be so in regard to their spiritual lives. A summary of how the Hebrew word is used in Proverbs demonstrates the characteristics of the slothful sluggard. The slothful sluggard refuses to labor. In Proverbs 21 and verse 25, for instance, if I can pull it up here, it says, "The desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor." And then in Proverbs chapter 24, verses 30 and 31, it says, "There I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding, and lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down." Now, if anybody happens to drive by my house and look at my garden spot, which I haven't planted a garden in 2 years, you're going to see something that looks just like this. Luckily for me, I don't depend upon the garden to live. Now, someone in this day and age would have depended upon their fields to live. And so, lucky me, I can run down to Walmart in the produce section and get all the vegetables I want, which is none. I'm a meat and potatoes guy. But the slothful sluggard refuses to labor. He also makes excuses for not doing anything. Notice he says things like, "Well, there's a lion." Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 13. Notice what it says there. The slothful man says, "There's a lion without. I shall be slain in the streets. I'm not going anywhere because there's a lion out there. He's going to get me." And then also in Proverbs chapter 26 and verse 13, it says, "The slothful man said, there's a lion in the way. A lion is in the streets. I can't go out there. I can't go to work. There's a lion." Or it's just too cold. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 4. "The sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold. Therefore, he shall beg and harvest and have nothing." It's too cold. I'm not going out there and working. The lame excuses and flat refusal to do anything only makes the slothful sluggard's life more difficult. His way is fraught with thorns that impede him. Notice again Proverbs 15 and verse 19. It says, "The way of the slothful man is as a hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain." The slothful sluggard is like a man who sleeps all the time but gets no rest. Proverbs 6:9 says, "How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep?" And then Proverbs 26 and verse 14, "As the door turneth upon the hinges, so doth the slothful upon his bed." Lately I've been working out in the yard and I've been building, tearing down old fencing and putting up new fencing, and I'm doing some landscaping. And so every waking hour that the sun is out, I'm out working. And at night, I haven't slept this good in a long time. I'm tired, I'm exhausted, I have given it my all, and I am ready for sleep. The same is true of me virtually every Sunday night. after preaching two sermons and teaching a Bible class, and every other week going to the jail and teaching there for an hour. And so I'm exhausted and I'm sleepy and I sleep really good. But when I've been lazy and I know I haven't done what I should, you know, I lay in bed at night and I have a hard time sleeping because of that guilt. And that's the sluggard. That's how he feels, perhaps. Finally, the slothful sluggard is unreliable and brings only bitterness to those who attempt to rely upon him. Proverbs 10:26, as vinegar to the teeth and as smoke to the eye, so is the sluggard to them that send him. You know, those are some irritating things is what he's talking about. That, you know, getting that bitter, vinegary taste in your mouth. Getting that smoke in your eyes that makes your eyes water, makes your face all scrunch up. And he said, that's what a sluggard is like. You send him off to do something important and it doesn't get done. And you come back with a report that, well, you know, that lazy sluggard didn't do his job. He didn't do what he said he was going to do. And so that leaves you with a really bad taste in your mouth. And think about that with regard to God and his view of us when we don't do as we as Christians should be doing. You know, and so all of this is why Solomon encourages the slothful sluggard to look to or to imitate the ants. In Proverbs chapter 6, beginning with verse 6, he says, go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. Which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer, and gathereth her food in the harvest. O, how long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little while, or a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. You know, the ant may be very small, but it works hard and is proactive with regards to seeing to its needs. A slothful sluggard, both spiritually and physically, is the very opposite of what a Christian ought to be. Ecclesiastes 9:10 tells us, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. Colossians 3:23 and 24 says, whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord, not unto men, knowing that the Lord of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. And so I urge you today, on this wonderful Monday, this beautiful day that you can serve the Lord, to don't be a slothful sluggard, to go out and with zeal and vigor serve your Lord and Savior. Not just today, but every day. Thanks.